This means that from 1st June 2026, selling mobility vehicles with a device speed limit above 6 km per hour will carry penalties of up to $20,000 or imprisonment up to 24 months or both, with higher penalties for non-individuals and repeat offenders. Displaying and advertising such non-complying devices will carry penalties of up to $10,000 or imprisonment up to 12 months or both. An individual who rides or drives a mobility vehicle at a speed exceeding 6 km per hour on a public path will face fines up to $2,000 or up to 6 months imprisonment or both, with higher penalties for repeat violations. To ease the transition, we will allow existing mobility vehicles with a device speed limit of up to 10 km an hour to be used on public paths until 31st December 2028. But they need to ride within the 6 km per hour limit and meet all other rules. From 1st January 2029 onwards, all mobility vehicles used on public paths must have a device speed limit of 6 km per hour and below. Second, we will introduce device dimension restrictions for PMAs to address the problem of large PMAs that inconvenience and endanger other path users. This will be aligned with the existing dimension restrictions on public transport. From 1st June 2026, PMAs must not exceed a width of 70 centimetres, a length of 120 centimetres, a height of 150 centimetres, and a laden weight of 300 kilograms. Selling oversized mobility vehicles will be an offence, with penalties of up to $20,000 or imprisonment up to 24 months or both, with higher penalties for non-individuals and repeat offenders. Third, to curb misuse, only those with genuine medical need will be allowed to ride a mobility scooter on public paths from 1st June 2026. We require users to have a certificate of medical need to ride a mobility scooter on public paths. This targets the core problem of able-bodied users misusing devices meant for those with mobility needs.